What do they grow in? Like, I mean, what that unit, like a grove or?
In a grove. They form a grove, and usually they come in where trees have burned down or been blown down. They replace the deciduous trees and.
What about different types of weeds in this area?
Thistle, buttercup, bindweed, crabgrass, dandelions, platinum, plantain, I mean.
Sounds like they have plenty of weeds. What about flowers, wildflowers in this area?
Well, of course, the Colorado State flower is a wild columbine, blue columbine. You transplant that down here and it turns yellow.
Oh, really?
Because it doesn't have the same minerals in the ground that I have in the mountains.
Interesting.
But, I could go on naming hundreds of...
Do you get the Indian...
Indian paintbrush right. Up in the mountains.
Okay, that's
the higher you go, the darker red they get.
Okay. I'm thinking of something else, but... back to birds for a second. Do you have something called a camp robber here? Do you know what that is?
That's a bird.
Yeah.
It's a jay.
Okay.
Blue jay.
It's a blue jay?
Or a Steller's jay. Either one can be called a camp robber.
Okay.
Because they're not afraid of people very much. They'll come in and when you're picnicking or something, they'll walk around and pick up things that have dropped.
Do they also have magpies in this area?
Yes, we have magpies.
Okay. 15 more minutes. Do you have flat-topped hills in this area?
Flat-top what?
Hills?
Yeah, mesas.
Okay. Are there some near here?
Down around Golden.
Okay.
There's quite a few down in that area. In fact, that's the ad for Coors Brewery is a flat-top mesa.
Right. Are those the same thing as buttes?
No, buttes are different.
Okay.
I mean, my understanding of a butte is more of a washed off side of a hill by a stream or something, and it looks like a sandstone or limestone facing.
So that would be part of a canyon?
It'd be more of a canyon on one side of a river, but not on the other.
Okay. Okay, so a mesa would stand alone.
Yes, mesa is just a flat top mountain.
Okay. Is the soil around here pretty good?
In places it's good and in places it's not.
Okay.
There, some areas are bentonite, which is a swelling soil when it becomes wet.
Right.
Some places it's a sandy loam, which is good for potatoes. Sometimes places it's clay, which you can't grow much in.
Right. What about irrigation in this area?
That's the basis of this area. That's what keeps this area, any agriculture going in this area.
Okay. Did they used to have ditches or ponds or anything like
that? They have water rights starting up and back in number of years. Well, an 1870 water right's pretty good alongside of a 1930 water right because they have first crack at the water coming down the river. If there isn't any water, well, these people down here aren't going to get any.
Right.
So they take these out into ditches, into reservoirs, and then they work them back into the river to put it out later or else down ditches to areas. And then the farmers take their lateral ditches off of those ditches to their farms.
Do they send the water around here to anywhere else, or is it pretty much?
There are some wells out here, and especially in the Ogallala Aquifer, where they go into deep wells.
Okay. Are there a lot of creeks in this area, or streams, rivers?
Well, ever so often you start down the Front Range and you go up and down into a river basin. In other words, you start up at Fort Collins with the Pooter and then the Thompson, the Little Thompson, the North St. Vrain, the South St. Vrain, Boulder Creek, and on down.
So there's quite a few.